Earlier, I asked Norman Fenton, who's Professor of Risk and Information Management at Queen Mary's University in London, how they calculate the risk of air travel.
There are a lot of myths about perceptions about aircraft safety. It's popularly believed that airplanes are the safest form of transport, and typically you'll hear things like it's 50 times safer than travelling by car. But of course, it depends actually how you measure safety. I mean, when they give that statistic, they're talking about a measure based on the number of travellers. And of course, far more people travel by car than by plane. So then they say, OK, well, let's look at it on number of miles travelled. And in that case, it comes right down. Cars are about twice as risky as planes. But actually, the only unbiased way to measure risk in this case is by the number of actual passenger journeys. And in that case, planes are actually three times worse than cars, and only bikes and motorbikes are a more dangerous form of travel.
Gosh, they're quite stark figures. But when you come down to the fact, though, that this was pilot choice, is there any way of predicting or analysing that sort of risk?
Well, we do. This is what we call the rare event risk. I mean, any aircraft incident is rare, but one involving terrorism or pilot suicide is, of course, exceptionally rare. There's only been a small number of these, and those have been disputed as to whether they really were pilot suicide. And so in these situations, you have to look at other potential causal factors that might lead you to believe that there are some special circumstances that would lead to something exceptional happening. You can't do it just on statistics. You've got to do it on basically expert knowledge about, for example, whether particular airlines or a particular class of pilots is more susceptible to, say, terrorism or, in this case, suicide, or even a combination of both.
For people, though, who are looking at choosing methods of transport, it feels like there have been an awful lot of crashes within the last 12 months. It seems now that there have been, what, four or five big air travel incidents. Is it getting less safe?
No, actually, in terms of, again, number of fatalities per passenger journeys, aircraft safety, it's been fairly stable over recent years. People tend to remember air crashes as a big incident, so people remember them and they sort of stay in memory. You just have this perception that things are worse than they've been before. Because, I mean, you do get fluctuations because there are not so many incidents per year, but over the last 20 years, there's probably been a slight increase overall in safety. But I'd say that the key thing is this misperception generally about how safe aircraft travel is compared with, say car travel. That's where there is a clear public misperception about the true risk.
Do you still enjoy flying, knowing what you do about the level of risk?
Yes, I do, but I'm realistic, you know, not to be taken in by those popular myths. I mean, it is still a safe, you know, it's a very safe form of travel, as indeed is car travel and all the others. I say only really riding a car, you know, a motorbike or an ordinary bike, that is significantly more risky. So I'd be worried about going on the back of a motorbike in comparison with going on an aeroplane, but, you know, travelling on an aeroplane is still a safe thing to do.
Norman Fenton there, Professor of Risk and Information Management at the Queen Mary's University in London. More now on the coach crash this afternoon on the A83 at the rest.